And by that, a very light-skinned black person referred to, in a derogatory sense, as having a lot of white blood.
Does it have anything to do with their mannerisms, or?
Maybe some what are interpreted as white mannerisms, mm-hmm. but more to the color of their skin, mm-hmm. as being very light-skinned.
Yeah, I never thought of Georgia as being the back of the country, but for sure it must be.
Yeah. There's a good bit of the back of country at home. There's a whole belt from Vidalia over to Moultrie, down in sort of a triangle, down to Thomas, down to Valdosta, and then North Florida.
Okay, well, I guess we'll get back where we left off last time. I might repeat myself, but you were telling me about harmonica. And
yeah.
I was interested whether you heard that called anything else besides that.
Yeah, I've heard it referred to as Jew's harp.
Jew's harp.
Yes.
Well, what about this little thing, you know, that people can play by, like, kind of a twanging noise? You kind of pluck it on the side like this?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Could you tell me about some common tools that you might keep around the house for, you know, doing odd jobs or yard work, that sort of thing?
Yeah, there'd be, everyone has a hammer, a hoe, a shovel, various rakes, hoses, a wheelbarrow, various carts, yard carts, an axe, a saw, both a carpenter saw, and a saw that you can use to cut tree limbs with. Various, maybe a coping saw.
What?
A coping saw.
What's that?
A coping saw is a small saw, very fine blade, very narrow blade, that you can use to cut circles with and various circular designs with. It's got a U-shaped frame, rectangular U-shaped, and then a handle, and then the thin blade fits between the end of the handle and where the other end of the U is. You fit your blade in there, tighten with screws, and then you're ready to cut. If you're cutting a circle, usually what you do is you can drill a hole to start with, loosen your blade at one end, put your blade through the hole that you've drilled, then fasten it back together and you can cut.
I see. You mentioned wheelbarrow. Have you ever heard of that called by any other name? This wheelbarrow?
I don't think so.
You ever heard people refer to it as a Georgia buggy?
No.
I heard that. I'll ask you a few things about a wagon. You know that long wooden thing that runs up between the horses?
Yeah.
On a wagon, do you have to know what that's called?
No.
Have you ever heard it called a con?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Or say if you had a buggy, those things that you would back the horse between when you were hitching him up to the buggy, you have any idea what those would be called?
Not offhand.
Have you ever heard people refer to buggy shafts?
Yeah.
Shafts as buggy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time. My grandfather got rid of his buggy probably 15 years ago.